Let's just start out saying, I have a history of mental health issues. I'm a 19-year-old female with a cocktail of issues, including autism, ADHD, bipolar, and borderline personality disorder. Last year, I lost everything, became homeless, and addicted to DXM. I moved out of my parents' house at 18 with an online friend, became homeless within 4 months due to falling out of friendships with people. I started abusing DXM when I couldn't get weed and became addicted to it and would do insane amounts to get as high as possible till I didn't know where or who I was anymore. I eventually moved in with someone else online, this time a boyfriend. He was fat and unattractive, but I was basically giving him my body for weed and alcohol as he was 21 and I had just turned 19. I ended up moving in with another online friend just 1 month later due to his house being infested with roaches with no internet and the fact that I was blackout drunk every night. This other friend ended up becoming a girlfriend after less than a week, and she was my entire world. Her mom kicked me out again 1 month later due to me overdosing on DXM and screaming that I was dying, seizing on her living room floor. This was my first overdose, and it felt like I was living multiple lives. Not just human lives, but the lives of animals too. I had admitted myself to a psych ward after her mother and brother screamed at me, telling me, "It's time to go to the hospital," because I was sobbing, cutting my leg with my spiked collar, and I screamed and ran out of her house, and walked 5 miles barefoot and collapsed under an overpass where good Samaritans picked me up and drove me to the psych ward where I was admitted for 2 weeks. I cut my arm with a rusty wire I found in the outside area to stay 3 extra days so I could leave on the same day as another patient, since she offered for me to sleep on her couch. Yet another patient I had met in there came and picked me up from the other patient's house, since I had to sleep on a flea-infested couch with starving cats that wouldn't let me sleep, and I ended up staying with that other person in a spare bedroom in the trailer for 2 months. This is when I started abusing Robotabs. I took 100 pills, 30 milligrams each, in 10 days, binging every day and smoking weed out of a bong and hitting a dab pen on top of it. The first few days, I would trip really hard while my roommate was gone. I would paint my face with clown makeup and dance to EDM music while I was alone. These trips soon turned into a sort of ritual for me. Instead of clown makeup, I would put on corpse paint, and instead of dancing to EDM, I would light candles and almost do a sort of ballet to depressive suicidal black metal, which is not a very healthy choice of music to listen to while tripping. I would start crying while tripping, and would lay on the floor for hours, quietly sobbing, wishing I was dead. Getting high had turned into another form of self-harm for me. On the 10th day, I hadn't slept in 2 nights, and was entering a psychosis state. I had slowly started to become convinced I was an angel, and God was speaking to me, telling me the rapture was beginning, and the world was going to end. I felt my personality start to completely break down until I didn't know who I was or where I was anymore. I had scrolled through my 10,000 plus Google photos every morning after I woke up to try and remind myself who I was. Scrolling through all the pictures I had taken of myself, my friends, screenshots of conversations, all distant memories of a person who no longer existed in this body. I had started seeing tiny rainbow sparkles, orbs and halos everywhere, flooding my vision, no matter if it was light or dark, inside or outside. I was making strange thought connections in my head, connecting things that weren't connected, like lyrics and songs and certain things people said in my YouTube videos I would watch, or certain messages people would send me that would all send chills down my spine, making me think I was being communicated with telepathically about the end of the world. I began genuinely believing there is a community of angels who could telepathically communicate with each other, and I was one of them. I had died from an overdose, and they were trying to communicate in any way possible to get me to realize I was dead, and that this world was fake. I was watching an interview with the rapper I really enjoy on YouTube known as Black Cray, and his whole aesthetic is being a thug angel, and I was drawing so many different connections in my head, and I began genuinely believing he was God and was speaking to me through the interview. I had started becoming extremely paranoid and would look out my window, staring at anyone who would walk past my trailer, and I had started to become convinced they were walking in patterns, at the same time and same place every day because they were hired to watch me. Then I began thinking my roommate was hired to watch me too. I was convinced my current online boyfriend I met on Instagram was secretly my roommate this whole time, as I have a bad habit of getting in online relationships with people without them showing me their face, and this was one of them. I was absolutely terrified and disgusted. Somehow my mental stability had started breaking down completely, and all I could think was about how gross my roommate was for pretending to be someone else online to flirt with me. I then began wondering why he would do this, and the thought came to me. My roommate was a self-proclaimed Satanist. I never thought anything much of it, but he was very goth and had serial killer memorabilia all over his house, which made me realize that he was doing this because he intended to kill me. I started dreading him coming home from work as I couldn't get the thoughts out of my head. This is it. You're going to die. The entire world is going to end because he is going to kill you. My intrusive thoughts played off of each other and increased each other's paranoid effects, rabbit-holing myself into a schizophrenic-like state. I realized the whole neighborhood was in on it. Every person who lived in my neighborhood was an actor hired by the government to watch me and my roommate because my roommate was a serial killer and I was his bait. It was just like the movie The Truman Show. My roommate had come home from work and I could barely keep my composure, and after hitting his weed pen one more time, my mind completely broke. He had told me, jokingly or not, I'm not sure to this day if I hallucinated it, he had told me he was going to take me to the Satanic Temple. This triggered me to run out of the trailer as fast as I possibly could into someone's front yard when a tree started talking to me. It was asking me what's wrong and what I was doing. I was so caught off guard that a tree in someone's yard was speaking to me. I didn't realize it was an old woman. She was asking me what's wrong, and I started trying to explain myself that my roommate was trying to kill me, and they were taken aback and couldn't really believe me. I saw my roommate walking out of our trailer, and I took off again, running as fast as possible, yelling, "He's gonna kill me! He's gonna kill me!" And I ran into someone's backyard and knocked on their sliding door to get them to call the police, since I was so legitimately convinced everyone was an actor, including the people I was asking for help. I tried subliminally messaging the cops after they arrived with my mind, not realizing they weren't on my side. I realized a being was communicating with me through the leaves in the trees, writing words in the branch and leaf patterns for me to respond to the police as they asked me questions. I saw the word black form in the branches and leaves when they asked me what color his shirt was. There was definitely someone on my side here, looking out for me, sending me psychic messages. Was it God? Was it my ex-girlfriend? Aliens? I had no clue. All I knew at that time was I was in serious deep shit, and someone or something was trying to save my life. Then all of time stopped. I was rolled into an ambulance and it felt like I had died. It felt like I had always been here in this ambulance. That all of time had begun and ended with me in this ambulance. As the EMT started talking to me, something about the way they asked their questions made me believe they were federal agents trying to get information out of me. They told me this was a special hospital, and I immediately thought they were talking about a hospital for psychics, and that I was a psychic, and a secret society had infiltrated the government's ranks in order to save me from my roommate. But then they took my blood. I was convinced the nurse taking my blood was a vampire who got off from taking my blood and was going to drink it as soon as she left the room. They made me change into a gown with sparkles on it, just like the ones I've been seeing everywhere. I then tried to call my mom, but for some reason, I still don't know if this was a hallucination or not. When she picked up, I asked her if she was there, and the phone just repeated back what I just said back to me in my own voice. And for some reason, this made me believe my mom had killed herself. She had killed herself because of me. The government told her I was dead, or maybe actually did die, and she had killed herself from the grief. After a while, they had transferred me to an inpatient facility, which I was convinced was being run by a satanic Freemason cult, the same one my roommate was a part of. I identified all the patients and staff by the color of their clothes. Red was a Freemason leader, Black meant top-ranking occultist. Pink and purple were lower-ranking occultist, and green was an initiate, or as I called them, snakes. They had given me a green pair of scrubs to wear, and I believe this was them initiating me into the cult. They wanted me because I had psychic abilities. I genuinely deeply believed that from the amount of DXM and weed I had taken on my binge, I had gained psychic powers like Eleven from Stranger Things. I even could have sworn I saw one of the actors from the show playing the role of a nurse in my hospital instead of the character they played on the show. I started writing down nonsensical words, letters, numbers, phrases, and ciphers on the walls and tables in my room and the day room of the ward. Things relating to conspiracies I had never believed in my life, like when I wrote Black Satellite, which was referring to the satellite orbiting our Earth responsible for filtering out any conversation about Hitler being alive on the moon. This is because on top of believing half the staff were psychic Freemason Satanists, they were neo-Nazis too. So conspiracies relating to Hitler were flowing through my mind. Maybe he was the one who sent me here. This entire time, I did not realize I was in a psych ward or a hospital at all. I was convinced this was some sort of prison for people who know the truth about our reality being fake, or even a facility specifically made to just hold me and no one else. That the patients were in on it too. They were actors, just like the staff. A few days went by, and I started genuinely believing that snipers were steadily aiming at my forehead through the window in the day room of the ward. They were trying to teach me to control the TV with my mind, change the channel, change the numbers on the back of a football player's shirt, make a character in a movie say something not on the script, move the tennis ball with your mind. I really believed I was doing all these things, and I started whacking my arms back and forth when tennis would play to control the tennis ball physically, like I was playing Wii Sports. The other patients looked at me like I was insane, because at that moment, I really was insane. I had never been this paranoid or delusional once in my entire life. I had truly lost my mind and I didn't even know it. After a week, I started to believe the hospital was a spaceship and I had to find a certain button sequence hidden through bumps on the walls, screws in the door hinges and windows. I would press my whole hand against a landline's keypad to signal the aliens to come and pick me up. It took 2 weeks of this mindset and two shots in my ass of antipsychotics after mentally breaking and screaming, sobbing in the lunchroom, screaming, "I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to play this game anymore. Please stop. Just fucking stop. I just don't want to play anymore." I had completely lost it. After a few days of getting shot in the ass with antipsychotics, I finally started to come down from my trip and realize who and where I was. The delusions and paranoia were so extreme and so long-lasting that I was diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder during my stay there. It took me over 2 weeks to come down and realize I was tripping dick and balls this entire time. I had no idea your mind could break like this for this long just from something you can get on Amazon for under $30. It's been over half a year since this has happened to me. And since then, I have overdosed a few more times and been admitted to psych wards, but none of those times did I ever get to the level I was in this trip. It was found that I do not have schizoaffective or any other type of schizoid disorder, and that all of this was the effects of the substances. Please be extremely careful if you decide to binge DXM, especially when you're mixing it with weed or alcohol. This was the lowest point in my entire life, and I don't want anyone to ever have to go through what I did.